It is 6:22.
Former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop has died. While serving under Presidents Reagan and the first President Bush, Koop riveted America's attention on the then-emerging disease known as AIDS. He also railed against smoking. C. Everett Koop was 96. So far, no cause of death has been given.
Joining us to talk about him, Mary Beth Albright, Forbes Travel Guide writer, a familiar voice here on WTOP for listeners during midday. Mary Beth used to work with the late Surgeon General, and we're so glad you're here to talk about him.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm a public health and food lawyer in addition to my writing responsibilities, and he taught me everything I know.
Well, before we talk about the nitty-gritty about C. Everett Koop, he did walk you down the aisle at your wedding. Full disclosure, transparency here.
Oh, yes. He was
so
a very
extremely
close friend, but it started out as a business relationship, and he was an amazing person.
Well, you did, as you mentioned, a business relationship. You first worked for him. What was your most distinct memory of going to work for C. Everett Koop?
Well, he had great stories about the AIDS days. And of course, now in 2013, we have this perspective of AIDS and we understand it and we know where it came from. And you need to remember, go back to the early 1980s when people were dropping dead and no one knew why. And it was this, you know, they were calling it the gay cancer and just crazy things. And it was such a polarizing disease. And he was the voice that said, we are not going to politicize this disease. And the people who are dying of it may do things that you don't agree with, intravenous drug users or gay people. But these are people who are sick and we need to treat them as people who are sick, not quarantine them or be scared of them. And one of my favorite stories, because he knew about politics, when he put together that very famous report on AIDS, the Surgeon General's report on AIDS, they put together, you know, there were 20 million copies eventually printed on it. And it was on regular government flimsy paper. But he printed out 1,000 copies for the White House on very heavy bond paper because he knew that they were going to ask him to change the whole thing. And he thought, if I send it in on expensive paper, the White House will not ask me to change it. And they didn't ask him to change a word.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Besides the AIDS fight being his greatest legacy, what else do you think he'll be remembered for?
Well, people forget that he was 65 years old when he became Surgeon General in 1981. Prior to that, he had a 40-year career as the creator of the discipline of pediatric surgery. When he started pediatric surgery, children were operated on as little adults. They were anesthetized as little adults. Everything was done as just a smaller version of an adult, which now, of course, we know is not appropriate at all. He turned the mortality rate of children undergoing surgery, which was, you know, 90% or something when he started, into the survival rate. He separated conjoined twins. He operated on a baby who had a heart growing outside of its body and reconstructed its chest around it. So this is also somebody, there are, I'm sure, people listening to this interview right now who are alive because of this man.
In our final few seconds here, C. Everett Koop was known as an evangelical Christian, yet as you mentioned, he did not politicize diseases that that people who might have disagreed with some folks politically came down with. What kind of man of character was he? Give us a sense of who he was in that sense.
I traveled with him everywhere he went for more than a decade, or for almost a decade, and he would walk around with a $50 bill folded into a triangle in his pocket so that if he ever met somebody who needed money or needed help, he could just reach into his pocket, feel the triangle, and press it into their hand so that he wouldn't have to fumble with his wallet. It wouldn't be an embarrassing moment for that person. He just wanted to be able to give someone help if they needed it. And that's the kind of man he was.
So he did it on a very small level and, of course, a massive public level.
That's right. Didn't need any thanks for it.
Thank you.
Extraordinary person.
Thank you so much for being here, Mary Beth. That's Mary Beth Albright, Forbes travel guide writer, and she used to work with the late Surgeon General C. Everett Koop.